From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And with that, we launch back into live interviews. Last time we interviewed somebody 2 weeks ago live on the radio, Movie Mike, and we took a couple of weeks off. I know Rob had a day or two off in there. So did I. So we appreciate Rob Center on the other side of the glass, our fabulous producer, and our first brand new interview of 2023. Kathy Weller is on the news line. She's from Penn State University. University's College of Agriculture. She's a 4-H educator in Snyder County. She's the volunteer working group co-chair in Area 5, which is based out of Middleburg, and she's works out of Middleburg, so she can talk about some of those initiatives. Good morning, Kathy. Nice to talk to you again telephonically. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today, Mark?
I'm doing just fabulously, and thank you so much for calling in. Well, we're going to talk about 4-H, which I just think is one of the most important, significant, and really pivotal, life-changing programs in the world. If folks aren't familiar with 4-H, tell us that it's open to everyone, of course, agriculture-focused, but tell us about 4-H, please.
Sure. People do have the conception that it is definitely agricultural based, and while we do offer programming within that realm, we also offer programming in other areas as too. We have programming in science and arts and health, STEM related. So there's a whole bunch of different areas out there where people can become involved. They don't have to have an animal or be on a farm in order to be involved in our programming.
4-H is for young people. How do young people get involved?
Yeah, so it is for youth who are 5 through 18 as of January 1. And locally, you can just do a browse on your internet and search for your county, followed by the word 4-H, the number 4, a dash, and an H. And we should be one of the top results that pop up. Or if you want to get a broad overview, you just search for Pennsylvania 4-H. You will come to our state site, which gives you an overview of all of the programming that's available for our members or those youth who want to become involved in other ways.
We used to think of almost everything that was 4-H was done in person with sessions and workshops. Then 2 years ago, of course, almost everything was done virtually. Explain how really the pandemic has opened up a great mix of things that are in person and virtually for the students statewide.
Yeah, since COVID, like many organizations, the way programs are offered and delivered have evolved. Some of these programs are called Startup Saturdays, where participants sign up to be part of a statewide program, and they tune in via Zoom on designated Saturdays to participate in the cooking that is done or the recipes that are being shared. Other statewide programs are a new one for this year is called From Me to the Sea, and it talks about the ocean and how it impacts our lives, even though we don't live near it. There's an engineering design challenge that happens virtually, eSports, and another one is called Get to the Meat of It, where we're working with the youth and talking about the cuts of meat and how they can be cooked. And those are just some of the ones that are being offered statewide. Locally, some of our meetings, well, most of our meetings in Snyder County have all gone back to face-to-face because that's what our members prefer. But some of our meetings that involve our volunteers or our leaders are offered as in a hybrid version. So if someone can't make it for whatever reason, they can tune in via Zoom, of course, and join into the meeting that we're also having in person.
What about the farm show? Tell us about extra involvement there.
So our members have to have taken a project within the area that they're going to exhibit at the farm show. So they sign up. We have to sign off on the paperwork. It gets shipped down to the farm show, and then we have to verify that to make sure that they've hit all the requirements that they need to in order to exhibit down there.
Okay, so there'll be some involvement with the farm show, and that would be done locally. Well, now is enrollment time, so let's give out every detail that folks may want to know about young people enrolling in 4-H.
So as I mentioned earlier, we are available to youth who are between the ages of 5 and 18. Our youth who are 5 to 18 are considered clover buds, and these members engage in age-appropriate educational opportunities, but that's non-competitive. So they come along with maybe a sister or a brother or a cousin or somebody who's 8 and up, and they're participating in activities that teach them the normal things that 4-H teaches, the leadership, the social engagement, you know, team building, communication strategies, but it's all non-competitive for them, so it's just fun. Our youth who are 18 and up join the program and participate in educational and competitive stuff. So in our area here, all members can participate at the end of the year in what we call Project Roundup, which is where they bring their projects to a location, and those projects are reviewed by an evaluator who talks to the youth about, you know, how their project helped them, what did they learn, what was hard to do, how do they see using this project in the future. And then they're given a ribbon. That's also their project completion for the year. And once they do that, then they're able to compete or enter their project in the Beaver Community Fair, which is held in September.
All right, well, grab a drink right
now. They have to go to that roundup in order to get to that fair level.
Grab a drink right now. Kathy
Thank
Weller,
you.
Who's enjoying, the, I think, what sounds like the latter part of a cold. Kathy Weller,
yeah,
from Penn State University, College of Agriculture, 4-H educator at Snyder County, a volunteer group co-chair. Explain what that entails, this volunteer group co-chair.
So within the state, we are all placed on different working group teams, and mine happens to be volunteer working group. So what our group of, I think there's 8 or 9 of us across the state, as the co-chair, I help oversee that group and the work that we're doing statewide. Right now, our big focus is on our state leaders forum, which is held every other year. Of course, we haven't had it for a while because of COVID and shutting things down. But we're getting back to that this year, and this year it'll be held at the Penn State Conference Center, and all of our volunteers are invited to attend that. There are different tracks that they can select to participate in throughout the day, different workshops that will teach them about ways to work with their youth, whether it be a new project or a new way to teach a project. We're talking about mental health a lot this year too, and some of our animal project areas, they have a complete track, like horse has a complete track just for those people who are interested in the horse area of our program. Another one is our clothing and textile section. There's a complete track that's just for our clothing and textile people. So it's a really great opportunity for our volunteers to get some new skills, brush up on old skills, and get refreshed to start the year, since our year starts now.
I recall when I was in high school, the 4-H group existed, and went to Washington, D.C. for either something with Congress or something called Congress. What was that? Refresh my memory.
There's a couple different national events that members can go to. There's Citizen Washington Focus. There is National Congress. There's National Conference. We haven't had anyone locally in my county participate in many of those at this point. I had one girl last year, 2 years ago, I believe it was, who did it virtually, of course, because it was COVID shutdown yet. So I'm just learning about those myself. But there are opportunities definitely at the national level. We also have many opportunities at the state level for members to get involved. The end of January, beginning of February, we have an annual event called State Leadership Conference that's held up in a state college area. And that event brings a couple hundred, up to maybe 500 youth to the conference center. And they partake in a weekend of leadership, team building, things that help them that they can bring back to their county programs and help their clubs thrive and grow.
All right. Well, we're just about done. I hope your voice holds out. You are one of those individuals in the world that just needs a voice all the time. I know you're a parent as well. We've talked about that. So that's probably useful on the farm as well. Okay. You have an unmet need for a STEM educator. Explain what an ideal candidate might look like there.
So, we're starting something new with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. We're hiring a part-time STEM educator through May, because we don't see them needing to work full-time at that point. So 15 to 20 hours a week from February through May, with hours increasing to 40 during the summer, because, of course, there'll be more time for programming, as there are lots of day camp programs and summer camp programs going on. This person, or persons, because we do have the opportunity to hire two, would be providing STEM programming to local libraries, local day camps, local YMCAs, rec centers, things like that. We already have the program, and we just need someone to deliver it. There's a big gap in the area of Snyder Union or Northumberland for this programming, So with the help of the Susquehanna Valley United Way, Zagenstein Foundation, and some other funders, we're ready to start this and get this moving. There is a job posting available through the Penn State University job site, but if you can't find that, someone can contact me and get that. I could share that information with them then.
All right. What is your telephone number? We'll do that, and I'll give out the email version.
So I can be reached at 570-837-3000, extension 7.
All right, that's easy enough. That's the Penn State Extension office out at Meadowburg, www.extension.psu.edu/Kathleen-Weller. And just, you know, anywhere on that site, you're bound to head out to Kathleen and get connected there. Well, Kathy, check in again. Give us some students to chat with from time to time when your STEM educator's on board, and make sure that individual checks in. You got an open mic anytime, and we'd love to have more conversations as the year progresses. Thank you, Kathy.
Sure. Well, thank you.
Much appreciated. Kathy Weller, Penn State University College of Agriculture, 4-H educator, based out of Middleburg, and talking about 4-H, where they are enrolling young people today. So now's the opportunity. You don't have to be involved in agriculture. It has an agriculture sort of foundation and focus, but a wide range of other topics. I mean, I looked at their website. They got shooting sports and equity conversations and national conversations. In Congress, I remember that from high school. So 4-H might be something for young people to get involved in. Some virtual and in-person meetings take place. Extension.psu.edu, 837-3000, extension 7 for 4-H in Snyder County.